I guess that's the only thing I don't know about it. Nice, but.
What I was wondering, when you talk about a dairy, did you ever see a place out of your yard, maybe a little sort of house thing, where people would keep their milk or butter to keep it cool? Heard that called a dairy? Or when you think of a dairy, you just think of this farm?
I just don't know.
You never had any little building out behind your house?
No, not that I remember of tonight.
So, you know, a lot of these things that I asked you about, they don't have in this area, you know, but see, I'm not expecting you to be able to tell me about all these things, because some of these things they just may not have had. You know, if they don't have them, I just want you to tell me that, you know, that doesn't sound familiar, or that you don't remember that, or something like that. Did you ever raise cotton in this area, or?
We never did. I don't think there was ever any cotton planted in this county. I have a dentist down there, Dr. He gardened a little side of his clinic there. I see him quite often. He was kind of a sport fisherman. And a couple of years ago, I asked him, I said, Dr., what is that white stuff that I see out in the garden? I forget why I called it something. I said, is it that? I said, it's cotton. He said, that's pure old cotton. He said, I just wanted to. Of course, he got a little bit of money. He's a dentist, and he makes a garden for a hobby to show people what you can raise something in the sand if you do it right. He said, I just want to show these people that you could grow some cotton down here in this sand. And he said, I didn't even pick it or pull it. He said, I wanted some of them niggers over in the quarters that never had seen a piece of cotton. He said, I want to come up there and see some of that cotton that I raised. And that's the only cotton that I guess has ever been planted or raised in this county.
Lately around here, people just fishing and lumber work?
Well, yeah. Used to be there's not much more lumber work. In fact, no sawmills or timber. The woods is cut out on the paper wood.
Mm-hmm.
The lumber that you get now is in the warehouses that's shipped in. Several years ago, we had a big sawmill here, but they cut all the timber out, shut down.
And you say
corn grows
in a...
Corn grows?
Uh-huh. What?
And it grows in a field, and then it grows in a shuck.
Okay. And they're talking about a field, something smaller than a field would be called a...
Well, I guess a farm is bigger than a field. Something smaller than a field.
Well, say if you grew potatoes.
A garden?
Okay, or say if you're talking about potatoes, you wouldn't call it a potato field, you'd call it a potato.
Potato patch?
Okay.
I think of them
things. And what kinds of fences people have around here?
What kind of fences? Well, back when Papa was at the lighthouse, and the government built all those fences, they were built out of wood, what we call pickets, a picket fence. But you don't ever see a picket fence anymore.
Did they come up a little point?
Yeah. Come up just like you put your hand together, come up at a sharp point at the top. And saw it away. Now, you had a, well, you put your post down around so far apart, and you put around the bottom of those posts what you call a baseboard, and a 2x4. And you pick it, you nail down on top of that baseboard, end of that 2x4.
And the baseboard is nailed to the?
To the post. It went down to the edge of the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2x4 joined it.
Did you ever see a fence that went like this, in and out? Like?
Rail fence, yeah, I've seen lots of those. That's what they had in my day when I was a boy. I bet they couldn't nobody build one of them.
I know, I sure wouldn't. What about a kind of wire fence that people use nowadays? To catch your clothes on if you try to climb
over.
Barbed wire. And did you ever see a...